Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, I gotta admit, it has been a real weird, wacky, bizarre 24, 48 hours hearing all the stuff we're hearing about what's going on with the coronavirus and how it can impact the world of sports. And look, I am not going to come on the air and pretend to be a doctor. I am not going to come on the air and telling you we're overreacting, we're not reacting enough, we should be somewhere in between, because, look, I don't know the severity of what this will mean for New York City and our country days, weeks, months ahead. Could be a whole lot of nothing, could turn out to be quite severe, could be somewhere in between. Nonetheless, what the Ivy League decided to do in canceling their conference tournament was a gross overreaction. Because, explain this to me. We just talked about it with Zach Braziller a few minutes ago. The Ivy League is going to send their regular season champion, Yale, to the NCAA tournament next week. They announced it. They're sending Yale to the big dance. Congrats to them. More power to them. You could send Yale to the NCAA tournament, and let's just say, for argument's sakes, it's going to be played in front of nobody. But yet now, all of a sudden, you can't have your conference tournament played in an empty gym, played in an empty arena. How in the world does that make sense? I think about what I'd feel like if I were a coach, a player, a manager, somebody involved with the Ivy League, and how irate and how disgusted and how sick I would be over the fact that I'm not going to get a chance, if I'm a senior, to play in my last conference tournament. Or if I'm a team that didn't win the regular season and I qualify for the conference tournament, I don't have a chance to go and shock the world. I don't have a chance to go play and be a part of March Madness. These safety precautions, like playing in front of nobody, look, it flat out sucks. I'll be the first one to tell you. If we're sitting there watching a Big East tournament, let's say, over the weekend, or watching next week at the NCAA tournament, when you're usually used to the pageantry, the pomp and circumstance, the bands, the cheerleaders, the dance team, you name it, and you got rocking buildings, and you take that away and you're playing in front of nobody, it's not ideal. But if the states and the United States government is getting the information that they're getting, and they advise this is the right way to kind of go about the situation, you have to respect that. At least I'm going to. I'm going to respect that. It's going to hurt me. It may hurt me in a couple weeks if this comes into play for opening day with the Mets and the Yankees. But above all, the safety of anybody going to a game, the safety of the players and the staff and anybody involved has got to be the number one priority. But I think about where I'm at right now. So I'll be perfectly honest with you, folks. I have a flight Thursday morning to head out to Las Vegas to go watch the conference tournaments. And it's a trip I've mentioned. I went on it last year. We had a great time. I'm very uneasy about going out there. I got to be honest. I mean, easy. Now, it's a situation where I'm riding on the subway, I'm living my life, I'm here, I'm there. So, look, I guess it's a situation where you never know where you could contract this virus. But the fact that I now have to go into this week, and many others have to go into this week, in this state of uncertainty and very much state of panic, it's not ideal. It's not ideal. And it's going to be very fascinating to watch how the sports world is affected by the ramifications of the coronavirus, because the NBA is already talking about it. come Wednesday, comes Thursday. I just saw this from Woj a few minutes ago. They are now of the mindset that they expect to be playing their next few games in empty arenas. I wonder if you'll see the conference tournaments go down that road. I wonder if you will see the NCAA tournament go down that road. We got to a point on Tuesday when I woke up, and you don't want to joke about anything that's going on right now because it's a serious matter. It's something that hopefully not only in this country but worldwide it's going to be taken care of. But with the way the Yankees, February and beyond, has gone, you find out that Gary Sanchez, all good with the back, but now Gary Sanchez dealing with a fever, and he's dealing with this and he's dealing with that, and it's being speculated on social media that he's dealing with the coronavirus. As it turns out, it just happens to be a case of the flu, but I was certainly wondering if the coronavirus was finding its way to affecting the New York Yankees. And forget about just the New York Yankees. All sports in the United States of America, it's kind of in a very weird spot. Come on. Whether you think it's an overreaction or not, and you're well within your rights to do so, it is weird that we are going into this week and you're wondering, am I going to be able to go to the Big East tournament? Am I going to be able to get on an airplane? I mean, how many of your friends, your family that work in offices? I know I have quite a few. From my girlfriend to buddies of mine to my sister, they basically have been issued the edict, you ain't going to work for the foreseeable future. So it seems like everybody is kind of erring on the side of caution, which is fine. That's the right way to handle this. What they're doing as far as not playing the Ivy League, though, explain to me how that makes sense. If you're going to send Yale to the NCAA tournament next week, but nope, everybody else in the conference can't play in a conference tournament. Empty, nobody there, doesn't matter. That's bizarre. So it's this delicate balance, this fine line, and trying to figure out how the sports world is going to handle this over the next few weeks. Trust me, this is something I wish I wasn't talking about right now. I wish I gave you the giddy, I'm all fired up, I'm on a plane in 2 days, coronavirus be damned. We'll see if that's my approach. I don't know. I'm very 50-50 on the matter. So I feel like now I'm going to get calls for weeks throughout the next 3 hours. You should go. You shouldn't go. You should do this. You should do that. We're not going to make that the whole show, but what happens with the tournament next week? What happens with baseball and opening day in 2 weeks? It's going to be on everybody's radar. And I guess we all could say a prayer. I hope that this is straightened out and nobody you know is affected in any way.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.